From Spark and Anvil and ChemQuest, this is Illumi in Chapter 1 of the ChemQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Illumi was a small beaver tween. She always had a reusable aluminum cup clipped to her belt. Her whole way of being felt practical and modest. She was short, with warm russet and cream fur and soft gray markings. Her paws were steady, her movements quiet. Illumi always focused on the work right in front of her. She never made a big deal about her own contributions. The small aluminum cup on her belt was her signature. It wasn't fancy or decorated, just useful. It was the kind of cup a working tween might carry to refill at the village well. The cup had a few light dents from use, but its inside still gleamed. Illumi didn't just carry it, she used it. That was the whole point. This cup was important. Illumi herself embodied the aluminum, Al, primitive. Aluminum atoms carry 3 extra electrons in their outer shell. Like Sodi, who had 1 extra, or Magna, with 2, aluminum atoms easily gave these extras away. They released them 3 at a time. Once aluminum gave up all 3, it became Al3+. This was a triply positive ion, now stable and ready to connect with other elements. Aluminum is one of the most common elements in Earth's crust. It ranks 3rd by mass, right after oxygen and silicon. Yet, you won't find pure aluminum metal lying around in nature. To get pure aluminum metal, you need industrial smelting. This process, called electrolysis of bauxite ore, takes a lot of energy. It's been around since 1886, thanks to the Hall-Heroult process, and it works.
Once it's smelted into pure metal, aluminum is amazing. It's lightweight, but strong for its weight. It resists corrosion because a thin, protective oxide layer forms on its surface, and it's highly recyclable. Think about it. Aluminum cans, kitchen foil, aircraft frames, building cladding, cooking pots, these are all everyday workhorses. Recycling aluminum uses only about 5% of the energy needed for min smelting. That's why aluminum cans are among the most recycled materials in the world. Illumi often explained it like this. I don't brag about my work, but the work is real. I'm in your soda cans, your kitchen foil, your bicycle frame. You'll find me in aircraft and window frames. I am the practical metal. I'm lightweight, corrosion resistant, and recyclable. The recycling part really matters. Making new aluminum costs a lot of energy. Recycled aluminum is much cheaper. Please recycle me when you're done. Illumi grew up in a small village where her family had always been the toolmakers. They were the beavers who hand-shaped the village's everyday metal tools. Knives, pots, hinges, latches, gardening implements, they made them all. This work demanded practical, patient craft. Every tool had to be useful, durable, and worth maintaining. By age 6, Illumi understood that practical work was honorable. The modest tools that lasted generations were her family's greatest pride. She arrived at the ChemQuest Academy when she was 22. Beaker, the head instructor, had asked her a simple question. What is aluminum? Illumi had answered without hesitation. I have 3 extra electrons. I give them away to become Al3+. I'm abundant in Earth's crust, but I don't appear pure in nature. Industrial smelting has made me since 1886. I'm lightweight, strong for my weight, corrosion resistant, and highly recyclable. I am the practical workhorse.
Beaker had simply nodded. You are appointed. In her workshop, Illumi started every first day lesson the same way. She unclipped her aluminum cup from her belt. She held it up for everyone to see. I am Illumi, she said, her voice quiet but clear. The chemistry primitive I teach is aluminum, the practical workhorse. My main move is giving away 3 electrons to become Al3+. That makes me lightweight, strong, corrosion resistant, and recyclable. You see me in cans, foil, and frames. I'm in your everyday life. Modest, but essential.
She then guided her students through the core ideas of aluminum. Aluminum gives away 3 electrons, she explained, drawing a simple diagram on the board. It becomes Al3+. This is a triply positive ion, and it's very stable once it lets go of those electrons. Next, she passed around small, shiny samples. Pure aluminum metal is bright and lightweight. It's also quite soft. Its density is about 1/3 that of iron. But when we mix it with other metals, we make alloys. These alloys can be very strong for their weight. She held up 2 metal plates, one dull reddish-brown with rust, the other a gleaming silver. See this iron? It rusts when it's exposed to air and water. But aluminum is different. It's corrosion resistant. When aluminum touches oxygen, it forms a thin protective layer called aluminum oxide, or Al2O3. This layer stops any further oxidation. It's why aluminum doesn't rust. Aluminum then showed a short video clip. It depicted a vast industrial plant, glowing with intense heat. Making new aluminum metal is a big job. It's called industrial smelting, using the Hall-Héroult process. We take bauxite ore, dissolve it in molten cryolite, and use electricity. It's very energy intensive. It takes about 13 or 14 kilowatt hours of electricity to make just 1 kilogram of aluminum. She paused, letting the numbers sink in. But here's the amazing part. Recycling aluminum uses only about 5% of that energy. It's one of the best energy-saving ratios in all of materials recycling. That makes aluminum recycling incredibly valuable, both for the environment and for the economy. She then displayed a collection of different metal pieces. We often mix aluminum with other elements to make alloys. Aluminum and magnesium together make something lightweight and strong. Aluminum with copper is even stronger, but a bit heavier. Many parts of aircraft are made from aluminum-based alloys. Finally, she showed pictures of beautiful, sparkling gemstones. Aluminum doesn't just make metal. Its compounds are all around us. Aluminum oxide, when it forms perfect crystals, becomes sapphire or ruby. We also use aluminum chloride and alums, which are aluminum sulfates, in things like dyeing fabrics or purifying water. Alumi always made sure her students understood. You handle me every day, she would say. Cans, foil, frames, cookware. I'm modest about it, but I'm reliably there. And please, recycle me when you're done. That's where I make my biggest contribution to sustainability. Sometimes, a student would ask Alumi if aluminum chemistry was hard. Alumi always gave the same answer. It is not hard, she would say, a small smile touching her lips. It is 3 electrons given, becoming Al3+. It is a lightweight, strong, recyclable workhorse. Modest, practical, reliable. Her aluminum cup clicked back onto her belt, and as she turned to the next quiet, useful task waiting for her, Alumi felt a warm, settled contentment. The steady, glad pride of someone who knows the ordinary work she does matters, whether anyone notices or not.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Alumi. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.